I guess disappointed with the defeat, but still plenty of positives.
Oh yeah, a huge amount of positives. You know, I think it's probably the best we've played for 90 minutes all season. So, you know, we've got to think about that. But unfortunately, goals win games.
What was the difference? Was it simply a lack of killer instinct from you and sort of they were crucial when it mattered?
Well, obviously it is, yes, a lack of killer instinct, but you can't just put it down on one person. You know, there's three or four players out there that are having decent chances and we're not being able to capitalise on what we've created in a great team performance tonight, and they get a lucky break at the other end and sod's law, it goes in.
You must have been at half-time thinking there was only one side in it. You were pretty dominant in the first 45.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were delighted with our first half performance. We knew coming in Ipswich with the players they've got, a lot of Premiership experience, similar to ourselves in a way, I suppose. And we felt the first half was a great performance from us. And as you said, we just remind the players in there again, you know, go out and give another good second half performance. And, you know, you've got to come in winners. But football has a habit of doing this to you, doesn't it? And it's done it to us today.
Let's talk about the positive. What were you impressed with particularly in the first half? Was it the discipline? Because Ipswich were really struggling to sort of get in behind.
Yeah, I think we had a game plan. We knew they played with that diamond and their fullbacks got forward. And I just think the game plan we had, we coped with that extremely well and really didn't give them anything to go on whatsoever. And, you know, when you think about a person like Michael Chopper, who's an actual goal scorer, didn't have a chance probably the whole game, let alone the first half, you know you've done your job well.
So you must have been thinking at half-time that this game plan's been executed perfectly, we can go and nick it in the second half.
Yeah, we did, and you know, we felt much of the same. We thought they might try and change it in some way second half. Scotland came off and Ennington went on, so very similar sort of player, but they kept the same shape, and then they sort of changed it on about 60, 65 minutes, something like that, to a more of a basic four, and it just threw us a little bit of that amount of time. And but, you know, again, we didn't think there'd be much danger until, you know, Ennington gets a header that's not a proper header and it falls to Andrews because, you know, we'd given the ball away on the edge of the box and suddenly the ball's in the back of our net.
Do you think there was an error of fortune about the goal and the way it came to Keith Andrews?
Well, it was fortunate for them in a way, yes, but I think, you know, we look at it again, we'll be disappointed that we try to play out from the ball on the edge of the box and give it away. That gave them the momentum to put the ball in the box that Ennington got on the end of, and then it dropped down fortunately for Andrews.
Where does this leave you now, sort of going forward to this week and into the next match in terms of the players? Are they sort of still buzzing because it was a good performance, or are they flat because of the result?
No, they're flat. They're flat because of the result, because, you know, you can say what you want. It's the results that counts at the moment. You know, we've played well on Saturday, got 3 points and 2 goals. We've played well tonight, but been sucker punched. So, you know, they're disappointed. They want to be winners. We all want to be winners, and we'll go home. It'll be a long journey home, that's for sure. And we'll have to reflect and see what we can put right on. There's not much, you know, we can say we need to put right. We just need to concentrate and do the right things, you know, 99% instead of 100% instead of 99%.
So it's your job over the next few days to reiterate those positives that we've just spoken about, really?
Absolutely. You know, we'll get them in training. We'll just reiterate how well they've done and just make sure they go out on Saturday with the same thought process and back in their ability and be confident in the way they've played tonight.
I know you said it was sort of a lack in the final third, that killer instinct as a striker yourself. I mean, do you work on things in training, or is that just something that it's either it goes for you or it doesn't go for you on certain nights?
No, look, we play small-sided games all the time in training, and people get chances like that and tuck them away. You know, I know you can look at our whole season and say we haven't been scoring many goals. I think one of our stats people did the stats. We get a lot of chances and we're not putting them away. And you just think, you know, sooner or later they've got to go in.
At least you're creating them, I suppose. That's the other positive.
Well, that's a positive. But, you know, not scoring is then putting pressure on your defending. You know, knowing that you've got to keep that clean sheet to get something out of the game. I think tonight, if we'd scored first, we could have scored 2 or 3. But it's a big if. We didn't. We lost the game through a sucker punch, and we've got to pick ourselves up and remember how well we did here tonight.
Fine margins, isn't it? And I think tonight is that highlighted that.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. You know, in tight games, it is all about fine margins. And this league is going to be very tight all the way through the season. So, you know, we have to improve. We have to score some goals.